agenda item is other business. Is there other business? Okay, the last agenda item is public comment.
Am I under business this time?
You are public comment.
I'm public comment.
Time for public comment is.
You're not to me yet then.
No, she just said she's a public comment.
Yeah.
I am to you.
You're up.
I did have a question. When we talk about 82 nursing staff, does that include all the CNAs and the LPNs? So.
That's the CNAs.
CNAs are one line item and LPNs are another item. So the total of 82 nursing staff is what, CNAs?
Yes.
It was 84, wasn't it?
I think 82.
It was either 80, whatever, 82, 84.
It's 84.2.
And it's not bodies, it's FTEs.
Huh?
It's full-time equivalents.
FTEs.
So you might have full-time part-timers that are.
Does that come from the same place that mythical money does?
No, that's actually, I think that's real, I think. So, you know, I don't know if we're, Deb, are we allowed to respond?
Actually, I forgot that this is public comment.
Yeah, it's public comment, but I'll just say, I think 84, it is on the line of full-time equivalents of CNAs hired. And that's not other positions, it's just CNAs.
Wait a minute. CNAs hired, is that different from what is the current staff?
No, it is.
No, it's the same.
Oh, it's the same. Okay, well.
Okay, so we are supposed to do this as public comment.
Yeah, so we're supposed to just listen to your comments now.
But he just happened to say something, just not answering Dave, just out the open.
Are there other public comments?
Dave, you done or more?
Hmm?
You done or more?
Well, I'm not going to abuse my right. I'll put it in paper and get it to you. Because, yeah, I've got lots of questions I could ask, but I don't want to abuse it. And I'll try to use another venue for that.
Okay, so I'm just going to say, this is a public comment period. If there's stuff, we don't want to not have a discussion, but this would not be the place to do that. That would be sitting down with either Karen.
There is one thing I forgot to say earlier. Are we still dissatisfied with dietary and kitchen services? And if we are we searching for a new entity to run that? Or are we going to run it ourselves? That's a one question and a subset. The second part of that is what have we got left on Scott's contract? A year?
June 2017.
Okay. And what do we want to think about that?
So again, I'm going to have this be a public comment period.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out. It is a public comment. And I have made it, and you guys can ruminate on it.
Okay. Appreciate your making comments that we can ruminate on and discuss with you in other settings.
Yeah.
Okay,
here's my public comments. First of all, I would implore you all to think about in the future. I feel sorry that you're still here this late, but I think it would be very considerate if you're going to go into closed session for you to do public comment before. I mean, come on, that's just why do Dave and I have to sit in the lobby for 30 minutes because we want to follow up on questions. It's just, I know you guys would be here late anyway, and I feel bad that you'd be here this late, but at least that would be a consideration to us. So that's first public comment. Second public comment is what I was really saying on my way out because I didn't think I would stay for 30 minutes, which is I am still confused about the $700,000. And Gary, is it Gary right? Gary and I were talking about it in the hallway, and we don't see eye to eye on it, but I know what he's trying to tell me. I get what he's trying to tell me. But we have two signed documents in this memo that Karen signed saying we would be prepared to pay back the money, I think it was last April and last November. So I don't get why we were surprised. And I get Gary's point that they didn't pay us. And I understand that completely. But if I have a contract that I sign saying I will pay you back something last April, if I want to write in there, as long as you pay me, then I should have written that in there. I mean, that freaks me out that we were so surprised by that. And then I'm wondering, because I don't know nursing home stuff or bookkeeping stuff, you know, Kathy, you know the medical stuff good. Should I be worried that when I read this memo, that it says things like, out of a sample of 5 HFS forms reviewed, all five of them were improperly done, and on the page before, I think all of them but one were improperly done. I mean, is that typical, or should we be worried about that? Because apparently that's what got the $300,000 number, is that we were doing, you know, we expected money that we shouldn't have expected, and I don't know if that's typical or not, so I'm throwing that out there. I get with the lint filtration system. I just feel bad with the lint filtration system that I sat here and didn't know it was going to be such an eyesore. And Scott, I appreciate what you said, that if we put it on the top of the building, it would have cost us a lot more. I don't want it to cost us a lot more, but I completely take issue with your argument that it would have been an eyesore then, because we have people who are stuck in this building. They are stuck in this building. If you put it on the outside, it might be an eyesore to me. Well, I get to see other beautiful things in my world. I just feel so bad that the quality of life is diminished with these silver tubes, and I just didn't know it was going to be that obtrusive. And yes, I hope we will think of it. You know, we have some hedges out there that I think are the same kind I have in my backyard that grow straight up to like 7 feet, and they're not that tall now, but I mean, yeah, I think we could think of something like that, because boy, I just feel bad for the people that they have to look at that. And I guess the last note I have is, you know, I very much appreciate that we are finally starting to discuss openly the thing about perception. But I gotta say, Scott, you kind of felt you stepped in it when you said the thing about, well, Karen had a horrible perception of us when she was hired here. I don't know how long ago Karen was hired here, but if she had a horrible perception and she's our main administrator and she didn't say, oh shit, starting month 2 after I get a grip on this place, I need to start addressing that. I mean, it just seems like we are joining this party really late. And I so appreciate that people like Kim and Amanda are bringing it up, but if you're telling us that Karen had it, well, why didn't we start addressing it then? So those are my only things.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
Okay, do you want to have another motion? Next meeting date, May 2nd. Study session, May 9th. One after that. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Yep.
And second by. Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Lorraine, do you need